Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Here in the Vatican, the second special assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa, which began on the 4th of October, is almost at the end of its second week, continuing its reflections on the Church's role in promoting reconciliation, justice, and peace. Among the over 200 church leaders plus religious or lay experts making formal presentations and sharing their experiences is Cambonian Father Paulino Mondo, who's attending the synod in his quality as theologian of the Kenyan Bishops' Conference. Father Paulino does many things for the church in Kenya, but he says he's always around trying to track where Jesus has passed. That's in his parish of Kariobangi, or Holy Trinity, a slum in Nairobi.
A slum, I mean an informal settlement. That is the place where there was land. A people moved there by themselves, and they put up shanties, and now it is a retro city without any order. Then we call it a slum, because that is the...
No light, no drains?
Yes, there is no drainage. Lights are put, but in an illegal manner. Every now and then we are fighting with the company of Kenya Power and Lighting, because they come and dismantle everything. In the night it is put back. Water is carried by containers, because there could be sources of water. And the water in slums is 10 times costly than a person who has a meter official in his own compound. Now, how did the slums come to be in Nairobi? Nairobi was a market, a trading center, and the East African trade was stopping there. But slowly by slowly, people started the coffee farms in Nairobi. That is 100 years ago. And these owners of coffee farms wanted the people to work for them. But these people were not allowed to stay anywhere near the farmers, who were many of them from Britain. They were from United Kingdom. So people would walk like 10 kilometers, get where to sleep on their own. So slums started mushrooming up. Right now, Nairobi has a population of 4 million people, and 2.7 million live in slums. So you can imagine what type of statistics. Our parish of Holy Trinity Kariobangi alone covers 9 square kilometers, and the statistics of the other census, which was just a month ago, tells us that we are 500,000 people, half a million. In our registers, I know we have baptized 69,000. So when you put that huge number of people in the area in which you are, you can already imagine a mess. But this does not stop us from teaching the Word of God, because I have both the catechetical and developmental pedagogies I use. I tell the Christians, those who are in our parishes, that the slum is not a place you can call home. It is like a bus stage. You come, you wait here. When you get means, you go away. So as they prepare them in the catechesis, and as they go to work, I have put a cooperative. It's called the Huruma Self Help Group. So they have to do savings. If you are a Catholic in my church, you must open a bank account. And when you save enough, like 4 years, you have to move away and buy a plot and then say bye-bye to the slum. Of course, I will also lose you in the parish, but it is a better life, is better organized. More than that, we are also organizing slum upgrading, because half of the parish is on what we call the crown land. The land belongs to the government, not to the people. But these people have been on this land for the last 30 years. So juridically, they own land out of common sense. We can say they have nowhere else to go. So we have started a system of making sure that we build right houses, the way you have seen maybe in South Africa, the Soweto way, so that these people can become owners and the government can give them papers to acknowledge that they own that place. But apart from being a slum and all the troubles we go through, there are also very beautiful things we experience. The slum is full of children. Those men and women can produce. So my baptisms, the record is, if I am below line every year, I have over 400 baptisms of infants. And people bring them joyfully. We have a huge celebration. We baptize only 4 times a year, so as to give it more impact. When you talk about abortion in my parish, nobody will listen to you, because children are a joy. Children fulfill. Children bring back a smile at the faces of the people. Then we have also schools. We have put up our own informal schools in the parish. For us, everybody must go to school. We have Franciscan Missionary Sisters of Africa. They have over 2,000 small children in the kindergarten. We feed them and we educate them, preparing them for our primary schools. We have 3 informal primary schools. The children inside them, they are over 6,000. Those are of the church. We know why we put these children there. Some are unable to go to any government primary school, and others are a bit secret, or they are orphans, so want to give them a bit of warmth of faith. But we have also government primary schools that we built in the parish and handed them over to the Minister of Education. To keep children there, we decided to buy lunch for these children. Our lunch is beans and maize, but for us is very stable. We need that. So we have over 20,000 children kept in school because there is lunch there. So that is a lifeline. We have put up a secondary school of both boys and girls. And last year alone, I sent 90 boys and girls to the university. So for me, this is one way of making sure that the slums become a stepping stone in development. We take care of our health in that place. We have also a women promotion project. If by mistake our girls in the slums get pregnant, we tell them, keep the baby. We are pro-lifers, but we take them to a college to teach them a trade, whether it's catering, knitting, sewing. For us, we don't compare sin with a sinner. A sinner is a friend of God. Sin is the only thing that has to be rejected. So we uplift them. We have other little hobbies we have started, like carpentry, like making hair, because the African woman with her hair, they are as friendly as a man could be friendly, I don't know, with his own family. And then all of the people in our parishes who reach 18 are registered in government. They have a national identity card, meaning they can go to any factory and ask for casual labor. So I would say our parish is a small engine of a family of God.
And my thanks there go to Comboni Father Paulino Mondo, who runs the parish of Kariobangi, or Holy Trinity, in Nairobi. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.